All right. Let's jump right in. So with me today, favorite co-host, Carson. Say hello.
Hello.
McCoy.
Hi.
Jeez,
all right.
Every time.
See, we don't do second takes here. That's just natural right there. Okay. All right, here we go. So I just spent $8,026 five nights in Vegas for a joint 50th birthday heater. Question I have for you is, does that sound extreme? Does that sound what you think an average couple would spend five nights, 6 days in Vegas? What do you guys think?
I feel like a couple spend more. I'd say like 10 grand.
Oh, I love you, honey. That makes me feel a lot better. I love you.
I'd say like six.
So you think I went over?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're probably closer to the truth. I think eight, five nights is pretty. Now, listen, you can do that in one night in Vegas, but this one hurt. This is a little above what I like to spend. So let's break this down, because this is going to feed our topic today. What's our topic today? Well, it's kind of how to teach your kids about gambling, or how to teach adults about gambling. Never too old to learn, right? But some of the things I've learned along the way. But before we do that, I wanted to break down this trip and get your thoughts on where you think this $8,000, how that broke down. All right. What do you think my biggest expense was?
Gambling.
Casino.
Okay. all right. So look, we've played a little, just for the audience, we've played a little LCR around this house. We like the derby game. We play poker a lot. So the kids are very self-aware. Good guess. $4,300, which was 54% of that total. Gambling.
Wow. Dang.
Now, how does that sound over five nights?
So that's like, well, it's like a little less than a grand a day.
Yeah. Well, and how does somebody lose $4,300 in five nights?
Well, you got to try really hard.
Yeah. Do you think that sounds like a lot?
To me, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Because, yeah.
It is a lot. And you know what? The funny thing is, there was some wins in there. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't a total flush, right? You win, you win a little, you lose a little. But in the long run, they almost always get you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was 54%. What do you think my next biggest expense was?
Like the hotel?
Yeah. So our hotel air package on Expedia was $1,600, which is actually pretty good for five nights. We stayed at the Mirage, said goodbye to the Mirage. Been around, I think, just over 30 years. I think it opened in like 88, 89. So it was purchased by the Hard Rock, and they're going to be tearing it down. I think the last day is coming up in July. So, okay, 20% there. And then I'll just walk you through the rest. The Mirage resort fee, the pool bar, the waitress, chair rentals, $1,000. It's 13%. Credit card charges. Bars, drinks, food, snacks. They had this little snack place called Essentials right at the base of the elevators of the Mirage.
Oh, God.
And it got us for hundreds. Because, you know, on the way up at night, grab a little snack, something to drink, and you head up. So, very convenient. There went $929, 12%. And then I had to throw this one in there because maybe one of the reasons the hotel air package was cheap is because we booked through Spirit Airlines.
Oh, yes.
Now, as everybody just hears me utter those words, there's pain that instantly like hits them in the side and then the leg and then their head. Because if you've been on Spirit, you know it's painful. But if you want a cheap trip and you're traveling light, it's good. Well, we're going there five nights, 6 days. And so we check the bag. So to check a bag both ways, $120. Now, here's where they get you. Most airlines, 50-pound limit. Oh, no. Spirit Airlines, where they charge you to breathe, like really they do, because like they charge you for the seat, they charge you for an extra bag, they charge you. If you go over by 2 pounds,
uh-oh.
$90.
Oh.
Crazy.
Yeah. Something crazy like that. Anyway, so I had to throw that in. That was one of our expenses. 1%. All right. So what do I know? Right? I don't know everything. But here's what I want you guys to know. Here's who I want others that don't know much about gambling to know or enjoy gambling, you know, and they're young, but they want all the mistakes and hard lessons up front. So I did the math. I have stayed and gambled in 26 Nevada casinos since I've been an adult. So I have 7 tips that I'm going to give you, right, and the audience, that is your best chance to lose the least amount. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, look, one of the things that you'll realize when you walk into these casinos is there isn't, it's a mirage that it's going to change your life. And this probably should have been one of the tips. Nothing in there is going to change your life. You're going to work the next day. Okay? So, now, some of these jackpots are getting bigger and all that. Super, 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 super rare. Most of the stuff, you know, jackpot and the taxable is at $1,200. Nothing's going to change your life. So remember that. Put that in context. Go in there to have fun. All right. Number one. And feel free to, you know, jump in and ask more questions about any of these. All right. The first thing that I remember Papa, my dad, telling me on a trip to Reno was, hey, look around. Isn't this great, son? He says, see that statue over there? Isn't that beautiful? See that waterfall? Man, look at that. Cool. How'd they do that? The lights, neon lights. Man, did you see that buffet? It's all awesome. He said, none of this is built on winners. Don't forget it. All that glitz and glamour, it's all built on losers. And you know what? Most of the time, you're going to be one. So nothing that you see is built on winners. Remember that. That's tip number one. Tip number two, zero. What do you think that means? If I just start off with that. Tip number two, zero. Zero what? What do you think what do you think I'm about to say?
I have no idea.
Tough one. That's the number of slot players actually ahead in their lifetime. Now, listen, people jumping through the mic or the screens or their iPhones or wherever they're listening. Whoa. Look, there's an exception maybe. If you hit a jackpot over, let's say, 10,000 and you're a light gambler and you got lucky, sure, you might be up. But if you do play slots, right, most of the time you are going to lose. All right? Mm-hmm. So if you play them, especially the young gens, right, bet the minimum. Increase once playing on the house money. You might get up. Go ahead. Increase your bet. But they are designed to achieve the same human reaction as that endless scrolling through social on your phone. It's a dopamine hit. So our brain, right, it's attracted to the look, the feel, the sound, the screens on these giant machines. This is also why, you know, if you look at a casino floor, of course, I know you've been to one.
Yes.
90% of the floor is slot machines, right?
Yeah.
Very little room for table games. That's not by chance. That's just where the casino makes most of their money. Okay? So that's number two. Remember, zero. It's the number of slot players that are up. All right. Number three. This comes straight from the man, the myth, the legend himself.
Pop.
Yeah. The walkabout. It's funny. A lot of our friends know about this, but Papa, Dad taught us. Now, early on, and listen, he breaks this rule now too. But he's older and doesn't bet as much anymore either. My dad taught us to never gamble on the first day. When you go and you go on a trip to any place that has casinos, just get accustomed to the environment. Don't rush in. Go see a show. pool, walk around, get your bearings. There's nothing like starting day two even on your gambling, right? And so it's a great night to go do something else and just see the town and not feel like you're rushing in. And then if you get down, feel like you have to come back and dig more to do it. So the walkabout. So see if you can do it. Test yourself. If you're going somewhere for three nights, four nights, you know, typically in the state of Nevada, try not to gamble the first night. See if you can do it. Do the walkabout. All right, number four. This comes from yours truly. Play Keno at the bar. Mm-hmm. All right. Why? Keno? You mean that caveman game? Yep. Caveman, they got all kinds of Keno now. But it's a great way to pass time. It's a great way to socialize. Watch sports. All while getting free drinks, if that's something that you're interested in, and minimize loss, right? Which is really the name of the game. See, the bar area is great. It's fun. It's a central social area. It's might where you meet your friends, but you're playing a game. It doesn't cost you too much. A lot of the casinos now, they might ask you to play a dollar at a time. Still, it's a lot cheaper. Tip your bartenders and your waiter staff really well, and they're going to take care of you, and it's a great way to watch sports and pass time. So number four, play Keno at the bar. All right, three more here. Number five, as a general rule, stick to table games. So what kind of table games are there? If I say, what are table games at the casino? Corey, you have any idea?
Like blackjack.
Yeah, blackjack. Any other ones?
Poker.
Yeah, they got poker. Yep. Carson?
Does roulette count?
Roulette kind of counts. You know, that's, or is that not a it's deep in my heart. You know that counts.
It's the craps one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The craps one. Yep. That's good. And then they have a lot of just kind of, you know, I don't know, featured games that they roll through. They've got things like Let It Ride and Pai Gow Poker. And but really, baccarat, blackjack, and craps are your best odds at the tables. And if you can spend most of your time on the tables and less time on the slots, maybe save the slots for like group, you know, everybody pool their money, go around and you try to win as a group. That's fun and entertaining. You're with everybody. But as a general rule, if you stick to table games, you're going to have better luck over the long run, right? Mm-hmm. And those three games have the best odds. So learn those games. All right, number six. Don't stay longer than three nights.
Well, you broke that.
Crushed that. All right.
I guess you're 50, so maybe that's an example.
Okay. Well, look, here's the deal. If you're not a big gambler, you know, stay five nights. You know, you're going to cost more there. You're going to spend it maybe on shows, attractions, or other things, which is great. But if you like gambling, it's going to be hard to stay three nights and win. Come out ahead. So, but then again, don't forget about your walkabout. So you go three nights, you got one that's a walkabout, then you really got two nights of camp. It's plenty of time. Trust me. Plenty of time. So, and maybe this is an old man thing. And like I said, I've been to 26 different, stayed at 26 different casinos. And so I've maybe learned this one the hard way. And in my younger years, I could handle it. Now it's just like, you know, it's a lot. So I'd say don't stay longer than three nights. Tough to come out a winner. All right. Number seven. Maybe the most important one here. Never spend the rent or grocery money.
Oh, yeah. You've said this before.
Yep. That's in Papa's tool belt right there. Toolkit right here. It's one of the Papa specials. This is another thing I learned early, right? Is that always spend money that you can afford to lose. Okay? So if I've got $1,000 in my account, I'm not taking $1,000 to the casino.
Hopefully not.
Okay? That is a recipe for disaster. If you have $1,000 in your account, by the way, you should never be gambling. Okay? So, take money you can afford to lose. Never spend the rent or grocery money. That's how you get in trouble. This is entertainment. This is fun. Right? Don't get angry. Right? Know that you're going in there, and if you're taking $100 or $200, whatever your limit is, and you feel comfortable losing, you're expecting to, right? Mm-hmm. And if you win, you get lucky, great. You're having even a better time. But that's where people get into real, real trouble. Okay? So, I just returned from Vegas. Out of those seven, how many did I follow?
Did you gamble on the first day?
Yes.
Okay, so starting off strong.
Well, at least two.
I don't think you spent the grocery money. The rent money.
Nope.
I don't think that.
Although $4,300 is a lot of groceries. Can I just say that? And see, yeah. when you lose 43, you start to think all the things I could have spent that on.
Yeah.
Or invested on, right? All that. But again, you have time. You have fun.
Did you play mostly like cards and?
Nope.
Okay.
Good call out.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you usually do play more or play a lot of sometimes roulette. You like the roulette.
I do. Gosh, I overshare. All right, look. I understood number one. Okay. Casinos, they none of them right there. None of those places. We're built on winners. I get it. But I only followed number four and number seven. And that was, I played keno at the bar for a lot of the time. So imagine if I didn't, that $4,300, you know, you could put a bigger number on that. And you're right. Number seven, it wasn't the grocery money. It wasn't the rent money. It's money we put aside we could afford to lose. Okay. So please, if you are listening to this and you are the one person to have beat the house over time, and you are that lucky one, that exception that is the slot winner, right? Well, congratulations. But I know one other thing. If you only ever hear people talk about their wins, they've lost twice as much, right?
Yeah.
So, but I do sincerely wish everybody out there luck. I wish you guys luck. I just want you guys to be smart about it. I want people that are listening, they're just starting out, to be smart about it. And at the end of the day, you know what? When you gamble, you get the same rush off a few bucks with your buddies as you do at the casino. You really do. It's the same feeling. So you might as well put the poker party together, do a little LCR, a little derby, and have fun. And then, you know, sprinkle in a casino here and there and have a good time. But remember those seven tips. I hope it helps. Hope that helps you. I appreciate everybody tuning in. I really do. If you haven't already, please find us on your favorite podcast player. Like us, subscribe to us, download, give our other episodes a listen. We appreciate you, and we wish you all the luck. See ya.
Bye.